when I started recording this song in October of 1995, and it was the first song we officially recorded as The Shards. And you said, "All right, go." And for a minute, I wasn't sure if I could remember how to play the song.
I remember.
I have no idea how this song goes right now. And then I just started the first note. It is all muscle memory. I just realized at that point that all of our music, at that point, had become complete muscle memory.
No. I remember being unsure of where to come in, like the timing of the vocals coming in, I was nervous about and unsure of.
Yeah. It was a zero start for me. But we were playing all the time.
Well, and it always had that, especially this recording session at Tim's parents. It had a spontaneity to it because it was so early on.
Yeah.
And the songs were, we were recording them at this stage as we're writing them, you know?
Right.
And as they're developing. So I think, you know, we didn't know where a bunch of, if not all of those songs were going when we started them that day.
Right. But each one of these songs back then had like a basic blues structure where you're, it was just rhythm, drums, create a tone or a mood. And it was almost just built in this structure of, Fender is still the best guitar I'd ever owned.
He should have only owned one guitar. Yes. Instead of 4,000.
Or he could have bought more and kept that one.
Yes, yes. Well, buying more wasn't an option at that point. He didn't have, he could barely trade.
Yep.
For God's sake, so.
And you never see those Lay Sensor pickups anymore, and I thought they were great.
Yeah, the guitar had a big sound to it.
Yeah.
Big fat. It's funny, we sound younger and I don't know, it's different with Owen. It's definitely different than what was to come, you know.
He
but
held
there's
it
a
together.
Sound to it. There's a sound to it.
So that was the first song Shards ever recorded.
I didn't, you know, until you said that, I didn't remember that it was actually the first one that we ever recorded.
It's just incredible, like just the first sound, you know, recording session, you know, it gets quiet and you're on. And it just flowed. I mean, we were playing a lot. We practiced as much as we could. And it was just a certain tightness. But like we found out when we changed to Marcus as a drummer, that describing the music that we were playing before Marcus came was something we really couldn't even verbalize. we just played out of almost complete feeling, and it became odd. And it was just, Owen was a solid drummer. I mean, Owen was so tight and professional, and half the time he was really just trying to chase me. Which is good. I used to drive him crazy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you were the only one that had any sort of knowledge whatsoever in theory. You know, Owen certainly didn't. Ed didn't. I have nothing. It didn't come natural to me.
Where you can stay.